Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The GNU, the Government of National Unity. So I gave you my theory. I think there's going to be lots and lots of drama around it, but it'll settle down and it'll stay. But let's talk up to the experts, because maybe I am completely wrong. Khumelo Zaba is a public governance expert. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you? Let's try that again. Khumelo Zaba, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you?
Yes, perfect. Loud and clear on our side. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. But I get so much anxiety. Every time I read something about the GNU, the Government of National Unity, falling apart, I panic. But then I think to myself, this is going to carry on like this. There's going to be a lot of drama. But everybody's got too much to lose. But I'm not an expert. I am just a bloke with an opinion. You're an expert. Take us through what is going on right now and the likelihood of the GNU surviving.
Well, firstly, I'll just like give you context from the time the GNU was, not the time it was established but the time when we started to see some cracks or dissatisfactions between the two major partners being the ANC and the DA. So if you recall last year, we saw the GNU being tested when the Bella Act was being enacted into law, and the Minister of the Basic Education Sector, which is Siviwe Gwagube, not being present to sign off, or rather not being present at the ceremony where the bill was being signed into law. That was the first strike where we saw the DA actually having an attitude towards the ANC's stance on some legislative matters, which were passed on in the sixth administration already. And then I think we saw with the Expropriation Act as well, we saw the DA being dissatisfied with the NHI as well. So there are some legislative dissatisfactions that the DA has had with the ANC over time, considering since last year, when the GNU was instituted. But I think what actually is breaking the camel's straw is the DA using the budget to leverage the ANC on agreeing with them on certain legislative matters. And to be honest, I don't really think that the DA, I've been saying this, that the DA isn't really dissatisfied with the increase of the 0.5% VAT hike of 0.5%. But what they are using is this process to leveraging this process to see if they can squeeze the ANC into a corner by making them to agree or to succumb to some of their demands insofar as legislation is concerned, being the Expropriation Act as well as the Bella Act. But what I'm realizing is that the ANC keeps on finding their way past the DA and keeps on ensuring that they are able to move ahead with things that they are in disagreement with the DA on.
So I would imagine that the joint value for both the ANC and the DA is to keep the EFF and MK out of the government, and that they accept a lot of the challenges about each other and about the policies because of that. How far can they push each other with that as the predominant value or joint value that they share?
Well, honestly, I actually gave you context so that you can understand how we got here insofar as the ANC and the DA is concerned. But insofar as I think I also did actually highlight this sometime on another platform a week ago, where I said that the main reason why the DA would remain in a coalition with the ANC is to keep the EFF and MK at bay, because obviously they did even say it last year. I think Helen Zille came out last year to say that, no, it's some stakeholders, some non-governmental actors that actually tried to coerce them into forming a coalition with the ANC. And so in order not to have the EFF and the MK in government because they believe that that would be, as they call it, a doomsday coalition. However, that is not so. I feel like that is something that is not so true. It's just the fear mongering that the DA tries to bring about the vote, just tries to actually bring to the voters, as well as some people that are in the business sector, as well as those that are in the, think, bureaucratic system of South Africa. Because we can see how, for instance, the DA, ANC, and EFF are working together. And not the DA, sorry, the ANC, EFF are working together at a local level in some of the metros, like Ekurhuleni, Gauteng, Johannesburg, as well as Tshwane, to be more specific, where we have seen this coalition actually working quite fine. So I feel like this could be a moment where we could maybe see that the DA, where we could maybe see the DA actually breaking, having a fallout with the ANC that could lead to them going back to opposition benches. Because remember also, it's not really up to the DA to decide whether or not they want to remain in this coalition. The ANC's National Working Committee has been meet, I think they met yesterday. They met yesterday for them to decide on their future with the DA within this GNU. So I feel like those are some of the things that the DA should take note of, because they are now trying to make it seem as if it's up to them to either stay in this coalition or in this partnership, or to maybe walk out. But the ANC also has a prerogative. Cyril Ramaphosa is the president, is a president who is deployed by the ANC. And I think it's at his discretion to decide whether or not he wants to get rid of DA ministers or he wants to keep them at this point. So I think at the end of the day, the ball is with the president, like it's in his prerogative to decide whether or not he continues to work with the DA, the ANC continues to work with the DA, or maybe they decide to find other coalition partners. And the Freedom Front Plus also is another political party that is sort of like in the same position that the DA is in, because these are two organizations that voted for a budget that they are supposed to be executing, because you can't be in government and not actually execute what the partners that are governing, which are governing together, don't think are agreeing upon. Because we saw the IFP, we saw the UDM, and we saw some of the other parties within this GNU coalition agreeing, not really agreeing to the threat.
I was going
to
say, though, surely but, as a government of national unity, they aren't obligated to agree on everything. And the ANC surely has to also recognize that they are no longer the governing party, which means that they need to come to some form of understanding along with their coalition, with their partners.
No, that's absolutely true. And I think what we are witnessing now also is an interface between party politics and the administrative side of things insofar as government is concerned. So we are seeing that interface between these two entities at this present moment. Because also, what I want us to take note of is that in as much as the DA does not agree with the ANC on some of the, or in as much as we can see that the VAT increase is what is overclouding the 2025-2026 fiscal framework, but there are other issues to be taken into consideration insofar as which key priorities were tabled in that fiscal framework. But I think, like I said, right, that the 0.5% VAT hike is what seems to overcloud the fiscal framework for the upcoming financial year, not among the political actors, right, but also to us as citizens. But however, I must highlight the fact that when you are in government, it's like when you're in a political party. We've seen, for instance, on the I'll bring up the Palapala matter as an example, that some people within the ANC caucus in parliament weren't in agreement with Cyril Ramaphosa being exonerated for the Palapala issue, but they still towed the line because of the fact that they were obligated part by of their that organization.
Exactly.
Government now, in as much as we can say that in a government setting now, in as much as you may not agree with your coalition partner, but when it comes to certain things, you are still in a partnership with this person. So for the DA to actually defy the ANC openly, or to defy their coalition partners openly, does say something about them not being in agreement with their partners, or not being in agreement with their coalition partners, and to also even take it to the extremes of taking them to court. That means that you are taking the same government that you are part of to court, meaning that you are now trying to assume a role of an opposition party within government. So,
Clumela, I do need to leave it there. We are quite over in terms of news. I apologize because we did come to you late. Clumela Zaba, who's a public governance expert, talking to us about the GNU. Your reaction, your thoughts at 8:34.